For many students, the highlight of school lunch is not necessarily the food, it's conversation. Recently, parents have voiced concerns over sugary, salty snacks popular with school kids. Those trying to change what students eat have got the government's attention. Federal grants will buy healthy food. Now the trick is to get kids to pay more attention to what they're putting in their mouth. Doug Wubin doesn't want them to grow up like he did, eating what he describes as horrible things out of a can. Wubin grew up to be coordinator for Wisconsin Homegrown Lunch, a program that's helping 25 Wisconsin schools serve healthy snacks.
More fresh fruits and vegetables, and then when we can, trying to get that from our local farmers. And we think that they're tied in with one another. So when we're teaching kids about local farms and where food comes from, they get more interested in eating more of it.
During a healthy snack kickoff at Sherman Middle School in Madison, students got their choice of the familiar, apples and carrots, along with something many kids didn't recognize, red peppers. UW Extension nutrition educator Lori Bauer coaxed reluctant students into tasting some.
Yeah, try it. You can take a napkin with some vegetables on them. Just try them.
Free food.
You'll never know if you don't like them if you don't try them, right?
Some responses were more positive.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for stopping.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Such excellent manners.
Like a lot of other school districts, Madison has tried to cut down on vending machines offering junk food, hoping students will instead turn toward lower-calorie healthy snacks. Sherman Middle School Principal Ann Yaley.
Healthy food options contribute to their ability to be academically successful at the school. We know there's a lot of research that shows if kids eat right and exercise and drink enough water and do all those healthy things that they're going to be more effective young adolescents.
Sherman Middle School is getting $41,000 from the federal government to buy fresh fruit and vegetables. Each student will get at least one healthy snack a week for the rest of this school year and through June of next. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.